Finally, it's the news, according to me. It is Friday morning, Friday the 13th of December, 7:57 a.m. And I'm your host here, Kevin, telling you what the news is according to moi. Me, as in me. It's French. I speak French. I'm very fluent in about three words. Omelette du fromage. Oui, oui. And moi. That's about it. That's about all I got. Let's just jump right into this. Well, you know, I didn't even start it the way I wanted to start it. I was going to start it a very different way this morning. I was going to say, I had this planned last night. I thought, oh, that's great. I'll start the show with that tomorrow. Maybe I should start the show again. Here we go. I just keep droning on. It's the news, according to me. There you go. Now we got it started right. That's the way you're supposed to start it. Okay, there we go. Two starts this morning. It's a double start. Wasn't a false start, it's just a double start. You get twice the show this morning that you would normally get. So we're going to be talking about drones. We have in my cup this morning, the most important part, there's no drones in my cup. If they ever get a chance, they'll probably try to figure out a drone that can figure out what's in my cup. I have a chai with Cinnabon creamer. The backup cup, however, is something very unique this morning. That's I guess it's unique. It comes from a unique source, I should say. Sweet tea, of course. Sweet tea. It is from Raising Cane's Chicken, and it's they actually have very good sweet tea. They sell it by the gallon. It's about $6 a gallon. I've thought about buying it, but they sell it in plastic jugs. Here's the problem with this. Whenever you buy something like that, it never quite tastes the same. Especially in a plastic jug. I don't care what they say. The plastic flavor leaches into, which means the plastic is leaching into to the whatever it is you're buying. If you can taste it, it's in there because you're tasting molecules. It's not just an ambiguous form of matter. It really matters. And it's the plastic you're tasting. It's not just a gas. It's got to be some kind of content there. Oh, I think I just erased something I shouldn't have erased. But that's probably not good. I think I just got rid of something I probably shouldn't have gotten rid of. There it is. Oh, there it is. Yeah, let's put this back. Let's put this in over there. Let's move that over there. Like there. Accidentally deleted it. It should have just been in my inbox. There we go. I'm getting a delivery today. It's a very, very important thing for my work. I have a lot going on. This morning was my dog come down here? Where's my dog? There he is. He came down now, so the cat won't. I came down here to my home studio chair at the office here in this little quasi booth I have set up. Still don't have the real. I keep meaning to get the other. I think it was a year ago. I said, "Yeah, first of the year, I'm going to have that new sound booth set up over here." Rah, 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 rah. Yeah, that's not done. I was going to get done this week because I have a long weekend, and of course, battery went kaput. I mean kaput on my car the other day. A car with 312,000 miles on it. I think it got. it finally shorted out. I think there's something. There's a bad cell in it because it's even when I try to charge it, it's not working. It's messing up the charger. So I think there's something very, very wrong with that car, with the battery. Needless to say, I will have to take it in and get a new one. Take the battery in. That's what we're going to do today. So I got to do that today. Of course, it happened when I was running late for work. I had to get out the door. Went to the car. Went to turn the key and tried to put the jumper on it. That's all I got. Didn't do anything. So needless to say, it's a mess. So we have some things going on here. Anyway, I got this sweet tea from Cane's Chicken. Didn't mean to gloss over that. This might be my backup. And Cane's Chicken itself is pretty good. It's pretty good. The only thing about it is it's very heavily breaded. Now, the breading's not bad. It's just it's very heavily breaded. And they basically make chicken fingers. It's all they make, pretty much. There's no grilled chicken. There's no, at least not that I've seen on their menu. And so then you have, I have a dog that's, I don't know why he does that. Even when they make a sandwich, they can get a chicken sandwich, and it's three fingers on a bun. Everything's chicken fingers. Yeah. So that's what you're going to get. And they have other things. They have toast and Texas toast and fries. So their fries are pretty good. But their tea is really good. So I don't think they're going to give... they might be giving Chick-fil-A a little run for their money, but they're not going to be the same. It's just not going to be the same. So here we go. We have... what else can I erase that I shouldn't erase off my... it's a client invitation. I can't let those go. Client invitations are more important than just regular notices. Oh, what's that doing? Why did that do that? Oh my goodness. Okay. All right. I'm on with the show. I got to show up. I'm in the middle of a show here. I got juggling a dog trying to dig his way through my basement floor and everything else that's going on down here. Okay. Now let's talk about these drones. There are drones. For those of you who don't know, there are drones flying around on the East Coast. Very strange. They're flying around supposedly sensitive areas. Now there's people who are driving down the road saying, "Well, that's a drone that's as big as our car." Now it may be as big around as a cars are typically 6 feet wide, about that, somewhere in that range, and it's typically that's not that huge for a drone. That's there are photography drones and that kind of thing that are easily 6 feet wide. With the blade, the blade circumference and all that. And what's weird about this is that there's masses of them. There's 10 or 15, sometimes 20 of them in a row, all flying around in a swarm kind of thing. And they're lit up and they're flying in weird formations and doing all kinds of strange things. Now, a couple things that are very clear here. One is, if I go out and fly my drone around, I'm speaking of this. Now, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a financial counselor. I'm not an aerodynamicist. However, I am a pilot. I have an airline transport pilot certificate. I have been a flight instructor. I had a flight school of my own for a while. I also am a certified, many things. I'm a certified drone pilot, UAS pilot, they call it. Unmanned aerial system. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it stands for. I don't even know what it stands for. It tells you what kind of pilot I am. I'm not even sure what pilot stands for. I'm not sure anything stands for anything anymore. We have this. Okay, so we have these drones out flying around. I guarantee you, if I'm out flying around with my drone, my little DJI or my solo. I've got a drone that I could fly around in sensitive areas and they can't stop it because it's, other than to shoot it down, because it's not connected in any way to the internet. And it is a fully functioning, I can even program it to where I want it to go and take a picture. It carries a GoPro instead of just doesn't have an internal camera in it. It is a legitimate photography drone, pre-government surveillance, DJI China drone. It wasn't made in China. It was made in the U.S. And it's very old now. Probably won't even fly. Probably the battery's probably shot. You have to recycle the batteries. Do something with batteries. But anyway, that might work. I don't know. I've got some new batteries. It might have lasted this long. So we have anyway. Most of these drones, most of the consumer drones, even the prosumer drones, some of them that are more of a professional consumer drone, that a lot of content creators will have. Most of them will only fly, realistically, they'll fly for a good 30 minutes. Sometimes they will fly for more than that, though. They potentially can fly for up to an hour, some of them. But that's pushing it. And that's without any kind of payload. That's without any kind of... That's very, very sketchy to go any further than that. For most electric-powered drones. Now, there's been a couple of things I've been working on to get a power plant for drones that will last much longer. I'm still working on those things. I'm not going to share what it is because it would be proprietary. It would be a design concept, but it's a design concept that someone else could steal very easily. If I'm working on it, and if I get it built, and I can put it into production, I will just put it into production and be the guy that has it. That's the way that's going to happen. But in the meantime, that's not what's happening. It's very clear that these drones flying around. Now, there's this theory that there's a mothership. Well, we'll get into this a little bit later, that these drones are coming off of. That there's all kinds of theories and conspiracy theories about where these drones are coming from, who it is, and the government's saying one thing, and there's people saying other things. So what we have here is it's very sketchy, let's just put it that way. And I'm not sure exactly what to think of some of this, because there's a lot of weird information out there right now. We'll just have to see how this all pans out. We're going to explore this a little bit. Let's go down this rabbit hole. If I were out there flying my personal drone, and if I had flown it near a sensitive area, for instance, I guarantee you that within at least days, if not hours, I would have people knocking on my door. Probably the FAA, local law enforcement, somebody would be knocking on my door. It is possible to get away with flying a drone around a sensitive area or within certain airspace and get away and not be detected. However, if you post that video, if you take video of anything and you post it anywhere that goes online, they will find you. Especially if there was an incident, if there was any kind of aircraft go around, if there was something sensitive in a particular military zone or a government facility that they were concerned about security, I guarantee you they would be talking to you. Guarantee you. Now, having said that, these are massive amounts of drones. People are complaining and talking about. The government has to be looking into it. They're not being very forthright about anything at this point. They claim that they don't know anything about it. The personal individuals. Okay, there's a possibility that there's some kind of club out there that is, a drone club or something that's out there flying these things around. Now, if they would have heard, if they're out, you're out flying around in a drone and you're not, there's nothing, you know, you're not doing anything wrong. And all of a sudden there's this big kerfuffle and everybody's all yelling about it. It's going to Congress and everybody's talking about it, making national news. You'd probably come forward and say, oh, hey, that's just us. We're just out here. This is just a club. We're just out playing around. This is an event we're having. And it's nothing unusual about this. Now, if this is a group of people, which it's got to be more than one person. Okay, there's no way. First of all, one person could potentially design a drone flying system. They are out there. It's known to have happened. This is not a lone wolf thing. This is not just one person doing this because you got multiple drones flying at the same time. So it's either someone who has stolen certain kind of software that is capable of flying multiple drones at a time. Now, I have this thing called, well, it's a software called Mission Control. But there's various forms of this. I can take my drone, program it, pre-program it. It can fly out, to fly a certain pattern, certain altitudes. It will circle a particular object that I want it to circle. Say it's a lighthouse or something out at the end of a pier. I want it to fly out there, and it could be a mile away. It'll go well beyond my transmitter capability. It pre-programs the whole route with a GPS. So it will go out, fly around that particular area, take a picture or take a video as it circles that object, and then fly back and land wherever I tell it to land, wherever I've pre-programmed it to land. That's how this thing works. And it has sensors on the bottom. Of course, it knows where the ground is. So it comes down and comes down at a fairly fast rate. And then when it gets within a certain distance of the ground, it slows down and lands and stops and shuts off. It's possible that all these drones have been programmed to do something. However, with some of the reports that I've been hearing where these drones have been following U.S. Coast Guard ships and that kind of thing and been doing those kinds of things, It's highly unlikely that it's just one person programming a particular pre-programmed path. Now, it's possible that they have some kind of control for formation flying. One person can control it. Maybe somebody has designed all this stuff and he's got all these drones. But I guarantee you that, you know, Freddie Jones, who's got this little drone hobby and he's playing around with drones, he's loading them up in his garage. Somebody's going to see this guy. You know, you don't just drive around in a truck with 20 drones in it without anybody seeing you loading them and unloading them and launching them from somewhere. Unless you're living in the middle of nowhere and there's, you know, these aren't, it's kind of hard to find a nowhere place out in Jersey and within 30 minutes. I mean, you'd have to, you have to think about this. They have to fly out and fly back. So they have to have a certain amount of reserve to be able to do this. This is not a club. And now this could be a group of individuals who have nefarious motives. Or they may just be trying to upset people, cause chaos, cause, you know, scare tactics. This maybe just be just kind of notorious kind of mischief that, you know, maybe 5 or 6 or 10 kids are getting together with this club and they've got these drones that they've built and they're going to fly them around and just create havoc. Maybe that's part of it. I don't think so. There's some things that are very disturbing about this whole process. And one of the things that disturbs me about this is that the government's not doing anything about it. They could be out there right now tracking these things, tracing these things, figuring out what's going on, blowing them out of the sky. They have technology that will knock them out of the sky. With jammers, you can knock these things out of the sky. Now, if they're autonomous, which is what I have an autonomous mode on one of my drones, the older one, that can be pre-programmed. The newer one can be too, but it takes a whole different. I'm not doing that. It would kind of ruin the flash. It would have to flash the software. It's a whole big thing. It could end up ruining the drone. When you're paying, $700 million for a drone, like I did, maybe it wasn't quite that much. Seemed like it. It's when you program it to do something, it's very possible that you now I can program mine to go into areas where they can't jam it. It's internally programmed. But there is technology now that sends out a frequency wave that actually destroys the internal workings of the drone, and it will actually knock it out of the sky that way because it stops the motors. It just messes with the signals internally with the drone. It'll knock it out of the sky. That's a little more sophisticated. I could create one in my garage if I wanted to. A de-droning device. But that's not being used. And I don't understand and if nothing else, a shotgun will bring the thing down. Of course, now you're talking about these things flying around in areas where people are not allowed to have shotguns. Do you realize this is the very kind of thing that this is why we have a Second Amendment. This is one of the reasons we have a Second Amendment. It's not just to protect ourselves from the government, but to protect ourselves from foreign entities attacking our country as well. A well-armed citizenship, a well-armed public is one of the reasons that they don't come after us. There's a rifle behind every bush kind of thing. I guarantee you, you're not going to see drones flying around in Indiana. Because the good old boys here will have no problem. I would have no problem blowing it out of the sky if it's flying around my house. And then we'll come talk about it. I'll buy you a new drone, okay? But just if it's somebody who was just flying around and they were legally doing it, I guarantee you if I blow that thing out of the sky, I'm keeping it. I won't even tell anybody I did it. Unless I find something from Iran or China or maybe Canada's attacking us. One way or another, things coming down. So now the people out there don't have, you don't realize, it, even in the state of Illinois, you have to have a permit to have a shotgun. You have to have a permit to have a shotgun. What is wrong with the people in Illinois? Why are you allowing this kind of thing? I just heard about some legislation this morning that apparently Indiana tried to pass here and it was struck down by a federal court. And it was the most ridiculous, asinine legislation I've ever heard of, but apparently it's passed in several states. In fact, Louisiana, I think, has the same law. They actually passed it there, and it's actually been enforced a few times. I'm not going to talk about what that law is, but because I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole. It's a whole other side bunny trail. I'm famous for that, but I'm not going to do it. So the idea that it's some kind of domestic thing that's innocent, an innocent domestic thing. Now, this could be domestic terrorism. It could be people who've come across our border. Look, folks, all it takes is for those people to get in the border, across the border. We had 19 terrorists that took out 3,000 people in a day using our own airplanes. And we've had how many millions come across the border in the last 4 years? And, most of those, all the gotaways, all the people, we have no idea who they were. And we're going to somehow believe that there's no way that any terrorists have gotten through there. They'll call it domestic terrorism if it's someone who is inside the U.S. or who has asylum status. Because now they're considered citizens. So if they use, now it's domestic terrorism if they do something. Because you can make it into the country. You don't have to bring the drones in with you. There's plenty of drones here. You can create the drones. You can build the drones. You can 3D print the drones. You can do whatever you want to. In a matter of a couple of weeks, you could have a rather large drone put together just by Amazon, and that's about it. It's very possible there could be a cell of 10 or 20 people here domestically that come across, that has somehow entered our country illegally. That's because they, theoretically, they would have to be within the country to be able to operate these things, because they're, that's the way that works. Now, the other possibility is this. It is our government that's doing it. Do not underestimate the deep state and what they will do to this nation when they are under threat. And they are under threat right now. They are threatened right now. Because this administration that's coming in is threatening to expose and dismantle and destroy them. They believe, the deep state believes, it is the only thing holding this country together. Our mission is so important. We are the fabric of this country. We are hanging by a thread. We are constantly at threat, and we are the ones who are holding this country together. You know, I find it ironic that DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, you know, most of the government organizations out there, the DEA, the FBI, CIA, NSA, OSI, IRS, they all have three letters. DOGE has four. Don't you think the Department of Government Efficiency should have used fewer letters to make it more efficient? Just saying. I'm just saying. Side note. If it's a government organization, because I guarantee you, they are going to try to disrupt, dismay, distract, create chaos. I would not be surprised if you look into the Bay of Tonkin incident. What these people are capable of doing, what they are willing to do, I'm not saying that's what's happening. I'm saying this could very, very, very well be a ruse. An attempt to do something before January 20th. They're rattling this whole thing about it being Iran or a foreign entity. What if we have a swarm attack? What's troubling to me, what bothers me the most, I think, is that the government is saying, well, we don't know who this is. We don't know what's going on. The president's aware. We have no idea what's going on. We don't know. It's not this. It's not that. We know it's not that. We know it's not this. Oh, well, if you don't know what it, if you know what it isn't, if you've ruled out all these other things, then you must have it narrowed down, because you must know, have some idea of what it is, but you're not telling us what it is. Keep in mind, these are the people who told us Donald Trump tried to start a war with Iran so that he could stay in power. Is that what it takes to stay in power? You start a war with some other country? Is that how that works? Hey, I mean, it worked in Ukraine. That's the playbook they used. Maybe Donald Trump's never going to get to be president because, you know, war. Well, we have a war breakout. We can't change. We can't, you know, we can't transfer power over right now because of the war. Are they planning an attack on the president? Are they planning an attack on a facility to create havoc. All the other things that they're trying to do, I don't know. I will tell you this. I don't trust the people, the head of all this stuff. So what we have, the other possibility, here's the other possibility. It's a possibility that it's Iran. Let's say it's Iran. There was even a congressman who asked a question saying something about the possibility of a mothership of some kind being off the coast. Now, everybody, when they think of a mothership, they think of a flying vessel of some kind out there. These drones are coming down off of. There's not a flying vessel out there flying around this long, in case there's just, you know, after a couple hours, that thing's coming down. You can track it, and you could, you know, all kinds of things that could happen there. This thing could be coming from a ship or multiple ships off the coast. Now, again, I highly doubt this. Because if it is a ship, of course, now they've denied there's the existence of a ship out there. Now, this, here's the problem with this. These people are so messed up in the head that they would lie to us about this kind of, oh, no, there's no ship out there. No, there's no ship. This is much like, oh, no, coronavirus. That's no problem. No, see, I'm going to go downtown. I'm going to go down to Chinatown. See, no, there's no problem. He's just xenophobic. I'm going down. Come on down to Chinatown. Have some dinner down here. Uh-oh, everybody, we better wear 3 or 4 masks. Don't go out anywhere. Coronavirus is serious. Because it comes from China. You're xenophobic because you said it's a China virus. It's not China virus. Yes, that's racist. Just call it a China virus. Well, it comes from China. Yeah. Scott Jennings, bless his heart. He is one guy on CNN has the ability to articulate some things and point out the deep hypocrisy and ridiculous statements that they're making. This is the president who decided he's going to put people in front of firing squads and all. He never said that. All these things that they accuse Trump of and the monster that they make him out to be. And of course, they just continue to go down these roads. And they don't realize people are not buying it anymore. And the people who are buying it are the delusional wacko heads and that believe anything they say. And they're living in fear. I think that let me see if I can find this. Scott Jennings. See if I can find this. It's got to be here somewhere. He just rolls his eyes at this lady when she's talking, and it's hilarious. And here comes the cat again. We have. I don't see it here. It's not. This might be. This is it. This is it right here. Let's see if we can play this. This is pretty good stuff. Actually, this is okay. Let's play it.
I am shocked at is the duplicity of the president of the United States and his top aides to come together and form this lie and stick to it this entire time. We all knew it was ridiculous. And now the American people are seeing what a disgrace he really is.
I think it's incredibly rich to have you say that the people got together and they were duplicitous and they created a lie.
NBC News said it.
I'm saying they created a lie because, honestly, what the other side has been saying for years, what you guys ran on for president was multiple lies. I mean,
but wasn't, to Scott's point, I mean, wasn't it a lie? I mean, you can defend it, but wasn't it a lie that he was not going to pardon him?
No, I believe the circumstances have changed. I think that we have a president coming into office who's talking about firing squads, who's talking about running people around the country and making sure that everyone who's his enemy is going to be punished.
I am shocked.
He's doing a great job, I think. He's walking a very fine line. But they would like to see him, you know, gone. But at the same time, because he's not. You know, typically, like The View, they have some people on there who I used to be Republican. I'm not a Republican. They were never Republicans. Okay, they voted. They might have voted for a Republican one time. That makes them a Republican for the rest of their lives. But they are the most leftist, collectivist person on the View. Yet they're supposed to be the Republican, the moderate Republican, the person of reason. There's a Republican on their show, and they're still having problems with them even. So we have this issue right now. I apologize for the background noise. I've never heard this before, but apparently the furnace is making a lot more noise than normal. We have so there's this possibility of it being a foreign entity. Now the question is, does the government know it's a foreign entity and they're allowing it to happen? Are they trying to blame it on a foreign entity as a Bay of Tonkin type thing, a false flag, they call that? Is it actually something that a foreign entity is doing that we can't do anything about because we don't have any way of stopping it? Guarantee you we could. Remember the balloon that floated across the entire country? Balloons don't travel very fast. Not very hard to bring one down. They knew it was from China. Floating across our country. We didn't shoot it down until it got all the way across our country into some other, until it was leaving our country. Then all of a sudden, we shoot the thing down. And then we started shooting down weather balloons and all kinds of things with missiles that cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. All of a sudden, that becomes a thing. What exactly could they possibly be gaining that satellites can't give them? You could look on Google Earth and probably see the things that they're trying to look at. I don't know. They're trying to verify certain things that are certain places, and I don't know. Are these things targets? Now, if drones start popping up in other parts of the country, Chicago, L.A., bigger cities, I think we got something to worry about. Right now, it just seems a little troubling. The thing that troubles me the most is that our country, our government, our agencies, I guess the FBI only has a budget of $500,000 for anti-drone funding. Which I would not think that the FBI would be in charge. It's not an agency I would say that they have to have. They don't have to have their own army. They don't have to have their own anything. I don't understand why people are throwing a fit about that. Well, they only have $500,000 invested in anti-drone capability. The FBI is not a defensive organization. It is an investigation service. That's what it's supposed to be. We can't be giving that kind of power to the FBI. Let's not fund the FBI with anything else, with any kind of... They're not an intelligence agency, even though that's the way they've been acting. We expect the FBI to be, that's the FBI. They got the, you know. No. Let's not empower them any more than they need to be empowered just to investigate things. That's what they're charged with, investigation. It's the Federal Bureau of Investigation, not Drone Surveillance Technology Defense Fund. Our military is in charge of our defense, and that's... Well, we can't use the military on U.S. No, we can use the military on U.S. land. We can't use the military on U.S. citizens. But it's here to defend the U.S. citizens. Now, for instance, there's a. I'd like to get my hands on these cops. I don't know where this happened. I think it was Mississippi or someplace. I don't know where it was. These guys better not have worked. It's not an Indiana. I don't think they're in Indiana. These cops show up, and of course they got their body cams on. This lady was apparently injured. She fell down. Something happened to her. I'm not sure what. I don't know if she lost her bike or whatever happened. It was at night. She's trying to get home. These cops show up, basically tell her to walk to the next town. You'll have to walk to the next town. She's injured. It's dark. It's pitch black outside. It's an overcast, cloudy night. There's no street lights. She can't even see where she's at. I have a hard time staying on the street, on the road. Well, they were talking about, oh, I'm not taking her anywhere. She's, you know, she might have been inebriated. I don't know what's going on. But they didn't want to help her. They didn't want to give her just a ride down the street, down the road. We can't give you a ride, man. We can't give you a ride. We can't take all your stuff. There's no room in your trunk. They could have made it work. But God, trust me, they could have made it work. They let her go. They left her. They left her there. As she was trying to make it to the next town, she was struck by a car and killed. What is wrong with you? Who gave you that badge? What kind of training did you have? What kind of supervisor told you it was okay to do that? To serve and protect my butt. I would like to think. Now I know that the Elkhart County. I live in Elkhart County in Indiana. We had a very good, very good sheriff for a long time. Sheriff Rogers was excellent. He understood the Constitution. He protected its citizens, especially the Amish in this area. When feds came in to try to bust up a raw milk selling business that an Amish, he booted the federal agents out. We have a new sheriff who was endorsed by Sheriff Rogers. But I have not seen the same kind of protections that I saw under Sheriff Rogers. I'm a little bit concerned about that. But they are in no way, shape, or form as bad as leaving some lady out there to make it to the next town on her own. I ran out of gas several years ago. My truck doesn't have at that time it didn't have a working gas gauge, and I was going by the mileage meter, and apparently, It didn't want to. I don't know what happened there. I only had 150 miles on it. Thing ran out of gas. I'm not sure exactly what. Somebody might have taken gas out of my truck. That's the only thing I can think of. I can certainly usually get more than that out of a tank. I was at about 175 miles, and I was going to get gas put in it on the way to my office. It ran out of gas about 2 miles down the road. I pulled into a parking lot. Police officer happened to be there. Came over and asked me what was happening. I had my dogs with me. I had my dogs with me. And he said, "Hey, you need what's going on?" So I just think I ran out of gas. I'm not sure. He said, "I got some gas back at my house. It's like 2 miles away." He goes, "I'll give you a ride over there." Gave me a ride. Got out of the house. Picked up my tank of gas. Sat down in the car with it because this trunk was full. He was actually a detective. Went back to the car, put gas in it, and away I went. Took him all of 10 minutes probably to do that for me. I will never forget it. But that's not what we have going on here, apparently. These thugs with badges probably were too busy to, you know, because they had to go to the donut shop later. couldn't give this lady a 5-minute ride down the road to someplace that was safe. These are the kind of people we have working in some places. Things that kind of bother me. Some of these officers. And right now, with everything that's going on with the drones, I just wonder, are we toying with something here that needs to be dealt with? And what are their actual motives, this whole thing? I don't know. Well, in the meantime, we have a weekend coming up. There's some interesting other information. I'm gonna be looking into the whole drone thing over the weekend, exploring some things. Monday and Tuesday, there will be a show for sure. Looks like Wednesday and Thursday, possibly. Wednesday, probably pretty sure. Thursday, maybe. Friday, probably not. Next week. So, in the meantime, in fact, I think next week, are we talking Christmas? Let me see. Where are we at here? We're at the 15th, 16th. Yeah, we're pushing into Christmas at that point. Should be interesting. Shabbat shalom, everybody. Pray for our nation. Pray for everything that's going on, especially this transfer of power, they should call it. God bless. Have a great weekend.